This is Shannon, the student liaison at the Museum of the American Military Family. I am also the host of the Shannon Show podcast, where I hear the stories of military kids from all over the world and share them. Today, I'm going to be sharing my submission for the 75th anniversary of DODEA anthology, which is being published by the museum. The title of my story is Fast and Furious Tokyo Coffee Mug. The three best years of my 19-year campaign of life thus far were spent in Okinawa, Japan. Kubasaki High School provided me the chance to travel the world while playing sports. Looking back, I certainly took some of the trips for granted, with only the occasional realization of how incredibly unique my childhood had become. One of those moments of realization was in the heart of Tokyo. It was the last night of our trip after two long days of baseball. It was that night, just after 8 o'clock, that I realized I had not yet bought my mother a Tokyo Edition Starbucks coffee mug. I always promised her to get a mug from each new city that I visited. My coach certainly would not have been too fond of me holding up the team the next morning by browsing the airport selection of tankards, and my mother would be incredibly disappointed that she paid for my plane ticket to Tokyo, only to find out that I couldn't find the time to get her a single souvenir. I gazed at my surrounding friends in our hotel room, all of which were just as tired as I was, relaxing and dozing off. Disgruntled with myself for waiting until now, I got dressed and told them I was heading out into the city by myself to look for a Starbucks. Being the tremendous teammates and friends that they were, a few volunteered to walk with me. Our curfew was strictly 10 o'clock, so we knew we had just under 2 hours to complete the mission, which we often abbreviated to MISH. How hard could it be? There's a Starbucks on nearly every corner, it seems, especially in a city. We walked out of the barbed wire-lined gate that surrounded only our hotel and headed for the bright lights of Tokyo. The GPS on my phone said that it was going to be a 15-minute walk. Once we arrived at what was marked as the final destination, there was not a Starbucks in sight. A few of my buddies groaned and pulled up their own directions, assuming that I was incapable of navigating us. We followed their directions, leading us in circles around the block and ultimately not finding the coffee shop either. I was feeling dejected and ready to give up. The next closest Starbucks was another 30-minute walk, one that was not worth the investment of my teammates. It was then that we finally looked up and soaked in the view of the city. The neon flashing signs, the anime characters on the billboards, and the echoing Japanese pop music created a surreal feel around us. While looking up at the towering buildings, it was when we realized what was right on top of us, a Starbucks. The 2D navigation on our devices cannot depict the massive walkways over our heads and the bustling subway stations below our feet. If only we had taken a second to look up from our screens, we would realize what we were really looking for. Perhaps a metaphor for a larger meaning in life. Or not. When we finally found the stairwell to the elevated walkway, we were greeted to an even more encapsulating view of the city. We then entered the Starbucks. Everyone got a drink for themselves, and I got my mother the coffee mug. While standing on the elevated walkway, sipping our drinks, we received a text from the team captain asking where we were. We nonchalantly replied that we were out getting coffee in the city, and he suggested that we return to the hotel immediately because curfew was in 10 minutes. It couldn't be. It was only 10 minutes until 9. Was he just messing with us? Possibly. But the ramifications of being off base in a foreign country past curfew were harsh. We would not be able to go on any more trips for the season, including the Far East Championship. Not only would we be crushed, but the embarrassment would be unbearable. Some of the smartest, most punctual kids on the team were going to be the reason that we would be shorthanded in the final tournament of the season. And on top of all that, it was my idea to go out. We had no choice but to run faster than any of us had run in our lives. We fumbled ourselves down the stairs, coffee splashing around in our hands. I tucked the coffee mug close to my chest with one arm, like a running back holding a football. We darted through the dense crowds, constantly exclaiming, "Sumimasen," the Japanese term for excuse me. Shuffling through the crowd, we were abruptly stopped by a red-lit crosswalk with cars hurling down the city street. Without speaking a word to one another, we turned and headed for the subway station entrance. Nearly tripping over one another, we zagged through the busy station. Some of us pulling ahead of one another, others getting stuck behind a thick patch of queued passengers. It was every man for himself now. I was somewhere in the middle, seeing some of my teammates reach the stairs on the other side of the station, and hearing others behind me screaming to push onward. As we exited the subway and sprinted further away from the center of Tokyo, the lighting dimmed and the uncertainty grew. Pulling out the GPS to find the hotel would take too long. Our only chance was to keep running full speed and trust our instincts that we were correctly retracing our path. Turning from alley to alley, we kept running until we miraculously arrived at the gate guard. We fumbled our IDs out of our wallets and filtered into the hotel entrance. For the first time, possibly ever, I opted to run up the four flights of stairs rather than take the elevator. We piled into the room we were in before we left. Then we waited. Nobody came by to make sure we were there. Nothing. And to this day, I'm not sure what time the curfew was or if it would have even mattered if we were a few minutes late. But what I will never forget is running through the streets of Tokyo with my best friends. All for a coffee mug.